Hello there.
Dave and Darren.
And with a hearty hi-ho silver, we are back on in podcast form. Hey everybody, thanks so much for having us on. It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave, and this one is Darren.
Hope you had a spill-free weekend.
Did you manage to not fall on the ice?
I did not fall.
Well, attaboy.
I've been walking like not an Egyptian, a penguin.
All it took was for somebody that doesn't know you to make a graphic that looks exactly like you.
Something I can relate to.
I posted that graphic on nachoradio.com because I was thinking about it. We need to be done posting stuff on Facebook. We need to be bigger than Facebook.
Okay.
You want our content, you come to our website, which, by the way, has been redesigned. And just a little bit of a programming note. I attended a podcasting seminar.
Oh, you did?
I did, actually.
Where was that at?
It was an online thing.
Oh, okay.
And starting today with this episode, I don't know if this is going to make any difference for you guys, but one of the things they were saying that we're doing wrong is we put episode numbers in our show titles.
Okay.
Right? Now, it'll tell you what date we recorded these things. But I guess as far as new people finding your podcast or whatever, they say it's the dumbest thing you can do.
Because I'm too far behind?
Well, I don't know. There's that. It also doesn't help for search engine optimization. There's a whole bunch of nerd stuff that goes on to it. But as of now...
Sounds like a bunch of know-it-alls to me.
The podcasts will have a date, and you'll be able to tell, you know, when you download them, you'll be able to tell what order it is. We're just... I'm going to try this out. I want to see if these podcast nerds know what they're talking about. These are people who do podcasting, you know, they're podcasting coaches.
Okay.
And I'm going to start as of this episode, which doesn't have a title yet because it hasn't revealed itself, but we're going to be done with putting episode numbers in. But yeah, the NotShowRadio.com has been redesigned, all new for 2019. We hope you enjoy the interface.
I'll have to take a look at it.
I want to say thanks to Tommy. We had the link up there for Amazon.com. Under the Support Nacho Radio menu thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Tommy was like, no, I want the thing on the front page that I can click to when I want to go to Amazon. So we put that right back on right away.
Okay.
Any way, shape,
easy
or
to
form.
Find.
Yeah. If you guys want to, if whatever makes it easier for you to use the Amazon link, it costs you nothing when you use the link that's provided at nachoradio.com. It costs you nothing, but they give us a couple pennies. You buy a couple of CDs, they might give us like, you know, like
CDs.
2 or 3 cents a piece. Well, you know, I had a problem this weekend. I got this CD player like a year ago, and it's an old CD player. It's from the 90s, a Sony CD player. And this, tell me if this makes any sense to you. And if anyone has an answer, please reach out and explain this to me. If you put in a CD from the 90s or early 2000s,
okay,
it works like gangbusters. You put in any CD that's been printed in the last 5 years, skips all over the place.
Really?
Yeah. Does that make any sense?
I guess maybe.
My wife wanted to put in some singer-songwriter I've never heard of, Maggie something or another. We put it in, skips all over the place. You put in Fleetwood Mac Rumors, that thing runs like a son of a bitch.
Well.
That doesn't make any sense.
It was a monster.
I'll tell you right now. Yeah.
A lot of turmoil.
they
you
had,
kids, can't you kids play
they had
nice?
Some issues. Have you seen this story down at King's Harvest where there was a pit bull that was euthanized and it came back from the dead?
No.
Well, that's a thing. There's a zombie pit bull. If you have room in your heart for a pit bull that has come back from the dead. Apparently, there's like so many people interested in this pit bull because he's...
Now, is that... Perhaps something that can get pitched for a New Year's Eve broadcast.
Zombie Pitbull's New Year's Eve.
Revolution.
I say y'all having a good time out there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ain't nobody like it. Don't stop the party.
Is Don on the phone? Okay.
Yeah, Don is on the phone. He wants to know about the zombie pitbull. His family has always wanted one, so that's fantastic. It's been on the news all weekend long. They're down there showing you pictures of Rudolph. The zombie pit bull. They're not calling him a zombie pit bull, but I am.
Mm.
Do you really... And I don't want to get... I know you're very passionate about dogs, all right? So you let me know if I'm saying something inappropriate. Pit bulls.
Yes.
That have come back from the dead.
Mm.
Isn't that the best match for my family?
Depends on what sort of family you have.
They're non-zombies.
What do you feed pit bull zombies?
Brains.
Brains?
Brains.
Cat brains?
Mm, very tasty.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know how that works. Best of luck to this dog. He's going to be fine because he's a media sensation and everybody wants to have a celebrity in the house.
Is there mouse-flavored cat food?
There is not. I don't think there is.
A variety of different flavors for cat food.
I don't think mice...
And not cat-flavored dog food.
Yeah, but dogs don't actually eat cats.
No, they don't.
They just chase them. In the same way, I don't think... Like, I think if you were to offer a mouse to a cat, I don't think it'd be interested in
eating
it.
Oh, I think a cat might bring down a field mouse, but I'm also...
Well, a feral cat.
It's also quite possible that it's going to regurgitate that field mouse at some point, too.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good time and everything, mm-hmm. but where was I last night?
Yeah, when the cat pukes, that's fun. Not only to clean up, but just the noises that come out of that stupid thing.
It's a strange... Yeah.
Right? And it doesn't mean they're sick. They just do that from time to time. Okay. I guess. Your dogs ever eat grass and throw it up?
Yes.
Yeah, mine used to do that all the time when I was growing up, and I always thought that was weird. But that's part of their natural... It's nature's way of telling you everything's okay.
They're settling their stomach?
They eat grass, and then they puke it up. Yeah. I don't know what... It's just a normal thing that dogs do. That's just dogs doing dog stuff, right? You can't get mad at a dog for doing dog stuff.
You can't.
Well, you shouldn't. I mean, and if you do, then you're some sort of monster. Purdue Chicken has done a recall, Darren, on their chicken nuggets. These are the gluten-free chicken nuggets.
Do I need a ton of wheat in my chicken nuggets?
That's the first question I asked.
I would prefer chicken in my chicken nuggets.
What is the point of this? The people at Purdue Foods doing a recall on over 68,000 pounds of Simply Smart gluten-free organic breaded chicken nuggets.
Boy, that seems like a lot of chicken.
It does.
To go to waste.
It does. Three different customers reported finding wood in the nuggets.
Okay, so is this gonna kill you?
I don't think eating wood's great for you. USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service has published a recall notice here that says nuggets may be contaminated with extraneous materials, specifically wood. So without the gluten-free, there's just wheat in the breading? Is that what that is?
Well, there could be wheat in the breading. Are they putting wheat in the mixture just to extend the chicken? I don't need that.
That doesn't make sense. When I worked for the brewery, we had a dark wheat beer. It's one of my favorites. It's called a Sheer Madness. And, part of my job when I worked for the brewery was going all around Northeast Iowa and Western Illinois, and I'm doing tastings.
And singing songs to yourself.
Yeah, I did a lot of that. Boy, I don't do that anymore.
Was just some sort of nervous tick?
Just because I was doing something I had no business doing, you know? I was trying to pass myself off as a salesperson, which I am not. I've got a lot of good qualities. I've got, I think, more than a few talents. Sales is not my thing. That said, I did nail some pretty key accounts. Now that I think about it, I wasn't too bad. But anyway, I digress.
Modesty also one of
modesty is for the weak. You know what? I'm done being modest. Look where that got me, being a modest team player. Look what that did for me. Those dog days are over, Florence, and your machine.
That's a darn fine sweatshirt.
You're damn right it is. So, where was I going with this? So I would do samples at the various, Hy-Vees. I'd show up with a little fold-away table and set up my little
display.
And
old women would read you the riot act.
That was part of it. But one of the ones that really sticks out was the woman who I was sampling, again, a dark wheat beer. And she asked if we had a gluten-free wheat beer.
Mm-hmm.
And my brain broke. I said, I don't think...
Gluten-free wheat bread.
You don't understand...
Can I get the gluten-free on wheat? Please?
Right. Do you have gluten-free wheat thins? Do you understand, you read an article in Cosmopolitan and you think you have to do gluten-free. Like, there are people that suffer, and you're sitting here asking me if we make a gluten-free
beer. That's not the only article she read in Cosmopolitan, and she's quite interested.
Yeah, she also wanted to give me some sort of BJ that was going to blow my mind. I was like, you know what? No, for a myriad of reasons. Gross.
Not that I'm not here for sampling, but...
No,
but not that particular type of sample.
No, exactly. How about this? There's a Russian company.
People still call it sampling in the music business?
Yeah, I think so.
Called samples?
I don't think there's as much of that as there used
to
be.
It's not going on. People are coming up with original tunes and original ideas.
No,
they're not doing
That's not happening. Sampling's not as widespread because you have to pay for the samples, right? It used to be they would just steal stuff, and you could put, you know, 20 different
Who
samples.
Said that was okay?
Well, they originally, there wasn't anybody policing that stuff. And then Led Zeppelin heard one of their licks in a Beastie Boys song, and they're like, we're getting paid for that, right? And the lawyer was like, you're not. They're just taking it.
Not that we didn't rip it off.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. That they have the balls to yell at anyone for doing ripoffs is fantastic. People who want to get up in arms about this Greta Van Fleet, like, they're just so derivative. They sound like Zeppelin. Are you kidding yourself? Who do you think Led Zeppelin was? If you're going to rip off anyone, that's the band to rip off. And I say that with love in my heart for all things Led Zeppelin.
Fantastic band.
You know it. Enter the Outdoors is my favorite.
Oh, you're obviously a connoisseur.
Oh, yeah, I love Coda. That's my stuff. Was Coda the one where they just kind of, was just, here's some stuff was left over?
Yes.
All right. Actually, I would go Presence. If you.
Oh, now you're being very contrarian.
No, I like Presence. So,
Houses of the Holy for this one over here.
Play side 2 of Zeppelin 4. And then Rat's playing Kashmir in the van. What are you doing? He gave you very implicit instructions.
Show him how you can swim underwater.
Champ. There's a Russian company that wants to put advertisements in outer space. So when you're looking at the night sky now, you're just going to see ads.
Uh-huh.
And they want to start this as soon as the year 2021. Glowing ads up there. More light pollution. They want to shoot these things up.
Who wants to do this?
The Russians.
Oh, the Russians.
Yeah. Start Rocket wants to do this thing because they say it wouldn't be very expensive to launch. They would fly these advertisements.
Was it Hold Your Breath Underwater or Swim Underwater? Hold Your Breath Underwater.
I haven't seen that movie in too long. I need to see that again. It seems like every time Fast Times is on, I turn the TV on and it's the last 6 minutes. Like, for some reason, I'm always there for,
you know what,
Oingo
movie?
Boingo singing goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
I don't know what the renaissance is with this particular movie, but this movie is on as much as Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
Lately.
Yeah.
1996's Twister.
Is that on a lot, really?
A ton.
I have not seen it.
What a premise for a movie.
The premise was that they were just chasing tornadoes.
Yes, we're chasing tornadoes. We're going to find out how tornadoes work.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually going to be inside tornadoes a lot.
And it was
survive.
Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton, if I remember correctly.
Yes. Is he dead?
He's dead. Yes.
But not killed by a tornado.
No.
Fact.
I believe it was,
slipped on ice.
I believe he died having heart surgery or something, right?
Or a complication of surgery.
I think he died on the table, if I'm not mistaken. So these Russians want to do these ads that would be 280 miles above Earth. Mini satellites that would unfurl 30-foot Mylar sails and come together into one massive pixelated billboard, almost 20 square miles of space that would be taken up, and you could see it from land. So there'll just be a giant Coca-Cola ad in the sky when you go and look at your super blood moon.
Is that something we should be interested in?
The Nacho Radio?
Throwing Nacho Radio dollars at that?
We'll see how we're doing in 2021. We'll take a look.
So this isn't happening now.
2021 is, what is that, 2 years away? Check my math, Sandy. Is that 2 years away?
The teens, hey, 19, almost over. What about, we're more than a third of the way through January.
Hey, 19.
Haven't heard the song yet.
No, we don't talk at all. You don't? I played it right at midnight. You should have come to my party.
You had a party?
Well, it was me, the boy, and the wife.
Okay, well, that would have been weird.
We all went to bed at like 12:15, but still, it was a party. I lit off firecrackers, and we watched Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve 1985.
That's right.
It was pretty ass.
Well,
actually, as New Year's Eve parties go, it was pretty great.
It was better than mine.
There you go. You want to get into the top five things?
I don't see why we don't do that.
Yeah, well, all right. Well.
I mean, I don't know why it wouldn't be the Russians.
Well, that's it. It's just going to be a bunch of...
I can't even understand what they're trying to sell me. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Factory of Fear, celebrating 25 years of fear, and they're presenting Love is Blind. This is a Valentine's Day haunt that's going on one weekend only, so make sure you're there for this Friday and Saturday, February 8th and 9th from 7 till midnight. Admission is just $15, VIP $20. Tickets are available in advance at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, they're located at 5027 4th Avenue, Moline. They're inviting you and yours to celebrate Valentine's Day in a unique way. Love is blind. Don't waste your money on a movie and sit in the dark with 200 strangers. Tour the Factory of Fear in the dark for a more intimate experience. Don't worry, they're going to give you a glow stick to light the way. Love is Blind, Friday and Saturday, February 8th and 9th from 7 till midnight this year. New rooms, new characters. And also, they're going to be providing a free photo booth, courtesy of Sean Flynn Photography. Coming soon, they've got other haunts coming this way in the spring and summer. Factory of Fear, celebrating 25 years of fear, presenting Love is Blind, Factory of Fear, where fear is made. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their chicken cheesesteak, premium grilled chicken, and melted provolone cheese, fried onions, hot and or sweet peppers. It's absolutely delicious. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
Let me ask you this. Hot or sweet peppers, which one do you go with?
Both.
Can you get both?
Yes, I do both.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, you're really living.
Well, I'm not that afraid of food.
I like green peppers and yellow peppers. What are those, hot or sweet?
Those are not. Those are
sweet, right?
They're more sweet than hot. Okay,
that's what I like then.
Yeah.
Hot peppers for me, no thank you. But everybody do your own thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. Again, mention Nacho Radio when you're at Capriati's, and you're going to get a medium sub. Or what you need to do is order a medium sub, mention Nacho Radio, and they're only going to charge you for the price of a small one.
Was it the last show we did where we were talking about the subdivision in Denver that's called Swastika Heights or whatever the hell it was called?
I believe we did.
Andalusia Mike sent us this. It's a he must have taken it out of a history book or something. It's a trail that connects New Boston to Cambridge. And it was
to
called,
our Cambridge?
Yes. New Boston, Joy, Alito,
oh,
Viola.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay, New Boston. Not yes. Boston, Massachusetts, no. To Cambridge, Massachusetts.
No, no, no. Ours.
Ours.
Yes, it's a trail that crosses the Mississippi River at New Boston, goes to Joy, Alito, Viola, Alpha,
I think they call
Woodhull, and it's called...
The Little Laramo Trail.
No, it's called the... Little Laramo.
The Little Laramo Trail.
Raji!
No, it's called the Swastika Trail.
Hmm.
The Swastika Trail.
Name those towns for me again.
The Swastika Trail.
From New
Boston. Joy, Alito, Viola, New Windsor, and then Alpha, Woodhull, and then it kind of...
That was the 10-city tour.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, it was. Like, I'm recognizing all these from the 10-city tour. Yeah, there's the blue line.
Can you imagine trying that again?
No. I don't know why we did it in the first place.
We shouldn't have done it in the first place.
No.
But the idea...
Well, you never get away with it now.
Well, that's...
We barely got away with it then.
It just goes to show you how quickly you age.
How long ago was that?
12 years ago, maybe?
Jeez. Oh, top five things. I'd much rather do this. Number one.
Number one.
Number one on our top five things. Oh, gosh. This saddens me to report this, Darren. Here we go again.
I saw this over the weekend. And this was a young one.
Boom, 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 boom. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey. He's gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
The curse of the world's oldest man has struck again.
Only 113.
113.
No one is older than 113 now? Boy, we need to get... Why isn't that number climbing?
Let me read you this story and then I have a question to ask you that I've been dying to ask you since I heard this story, all right? Masano Nanoka was 113. He ran a hot springs inn in Japan. The world's oldest man dying at his home there at the Hot Springs Inn. This is in northern Japan. 113 years old. Died in the early hours yesterday while he was sleeping at his house there. Died peacefully from natural causes. He was the oldest living man certified by Guinness in April of last year.
They got to be getting tired of that. That has got to be...
Right?
Never ending. Right? Trying to certify who the next oldest person is? And then I'm having him drop off in a week?
That's the thing. So he didn't have any health problems. They say he went peacefully, and they take some consolation. He enjoyed eating sweets, used to regularly soak in the springs. He moved about his inn in a wheelchair, wearing his trademark knit cap. kind of looks right. like kind of looks like an old douche to me. This guy, he looks like I'm old, and this is Jackass. That's what he looks like to me. God bless you.
Didn't we lose someone not all that long ago that was the world's oldest person, and they were like 116?
Well, I mean, this guy's been number one since 2018, so I don't know. He's the world's oldest man. I bet there's a world's oldest person, and undoubtedly that's a woman. But my question to you is this.
Well, that's true.
When you know...
Sorry, ladies, I forgot about you.
Right. There's literally half the planet. So let me ask you this. There's a ranking system, right? So you know when you're number two on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to stay number two as long as possible?
Yes, you need to draft. Yes, you want to stay behind that semi.
But there's no guarantee that you're going to continue to be number two.
There's no...
It's just as likely number three is coming for your spot as you're going to get the number one spot.
I suppose
Are you in
that's
a rush
true.
To be the world's oldest man?
I guess
so you at least get the title? Do you enjoy the fact that, because once you're the world's oldest man, that just means you're next?
Well, it depends on whether you're superstitious or not, I guess.
Okay. Well, what would be your take?
The curse of the world's oldest person?
Mm-hmm.
That's a superstition in my book.
You know, nothing's killed me yet. No superstitions, nothing.
I would have to imagine some people that get to that age where you're 112, 115, or whatever, so you're thinking, oh boy, I sure hope they haven't forgot about me.
Right.
Because this is going to be worse. This is going to be worse than dying.
Being 115?
Being 190.
Yeah.
That's going to be a hell of a lot.
Until science figures out a way.
I planned for retirement. I didn't expect it to be for 105 years.
So if science finds a way to reverse aging, that's great. That just means you're going to have to keep working, though.
Till when? Till yes. To 120?
Right. We're meant to.
You want to work to be till 120?
No. No, absolutely not. I don't think anybody
I'm not a fan of it now.
Right. So to keep keep going, I mean, he was still working at the inn there. Rolling around in a wheelchair, yeah.
Floating around in his own hot spring. Probably, yeah, we'd like to be in the hot spring. We'd like to rent the hot spring, please. Can you get this little guy out of here?
There seems to be... This
Can
guy
you fish
is clearly,
him out?
This guy's been in here too long. He looks like he's 115. Well, that's the owner. He is 115.
That doesn't look like a natural color for water.
No.
Could
no,
you?
It's not good.
Two.
I can't see the bottom. I can see his bottom.
Number two, Kevin Hart is going to be in a new movie based on the board game Monopoly. It's okay to just say you don't have any ideas or you're not making any movies, right? I mean, who is going to go... What is the premise of the Monopoly movie?
Oh, no. Well, I did Clue.
Well, Clue is good, though, because that's a story of somebody getting murdered and you have to figure out who it was.
It's kind of built in right there into the game, isn't it? Although it didn't do that well.
It was kind of a flop. That's true. Lionsgate and Hasbro's movie Monopoly, starring Kevin Hart.
Why isn't he in Mousetrap?
He would be great in Mousetrap.
Operation.
What other board games? I feel like Battleship, they made a movie of Battleship. Did they do any other? Have there been any other board games that have been turned into movies?
Was it a movie about Battleship or was it called Battleship?
Well,
was it just a war movie called Battleship?
Now, it pleases me to tell you, I didn't watch any of Battleship, but I think the premise was it was aliens were attacking ships at sea. I don't know. But were they doing it like B6? I don't know if that's what... I haven't watched a second of it.
Have you played Battleship?
All the time. Love it. Now? Yeah, we own it. Love it.
I was going to say, you would think that would be one that you and the boy would enjoy.
Oh, we have a lot of fun with it, but I don't know if the movie really translates. Let me tell you how this movie's going to go. Kevin Hart in Monopoly is going to play a guy who's down on his luck, right? And then he starts to get a little money together, and he buys properties, and he keeps buying properties, and he keeps buying properties, and then he turns into a jerk, and then he chases away everybody that loves him, and then he realizes at the end of the movie that money doesn't buy happiness, and then he gives all the money away to orphans, and everybody loves him again. That's what the movie's going to be, and it's not going to be funny, because Kevin Hart, I'm sorry, just not funny.
And he falls in love with a thimble.
He ends up... He's like, look at this big dog I've got. Well, that's the dog from the board game. I'm very tiny. Yes, I'm trying to think.
Loudmouth little people.
They're
the worst.
They're not the best.
Okay, they're not the worst. I'll give you that. They're not the best.
Okay, so someone pointed out...
Even loudmouth little people know they're not the best.
Kevin Hart has been in a movie based on a board game, but... Not a real board
Parcheesi.
Game. Well, no, Jumanji. Isn't that a board game?
Fictional board game.
Why didn't they ever come up with a real board game Jumanji?
I don't know.
They had to, right?
I'm sure they did.
But does that count? How many other movies have there been based on board games? Like, there's got to be like a Candyland movie, right?
Yes. Riri?
How many other... I forgot about that. How many other board game movies can you think of? Board game, not video game. Monopoly, Clue.
Tron.
Tron is not...
Jaws.
No.
Why isn't there not a Jaws board game?
Oh, I guarantee there is.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
Everything you think that you've invented, you look up, it's already there. I was thinking about lava lamp nightlights the other day.
Yeah?
They're all over the place.
Yeah, that's been around for a while. They got a movie about Legos, for crying out loud.
That's not a board game.
No.
That's just something you step on a stair.
Let's see. Clue?
Slinky? Not a board game.
No. I'm trying to think. Oh, these are not board games. Monopoly. Ridley Scott wanted to do a movie about Monopoly, and somehow that got canceled. Sheesh.
Well, it's back. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're now in the Village of East Davenport, 2115 East 12th Street. They are open Tuesday through Saturday starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. Their bridal sale is going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350 and their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. GIA is the world's foremost authority on diamonds. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen. Today, their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they help find the perfect piece for you. So come in and see and feel the difference. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. And of course, when you're there, mention Nacho Radio. And with a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. And the location in Cedar Rapids, 4640 First Avenue Northeast. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs, cap specials including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo voted the greatest sandwich in America. Make sure you turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And don't forget to get those gift cards. Anytime's a good time to get Capriati's gift cards because everybody loves Capriati's. And of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
They're doing a remake of Clue, I guess, and it's going to star Ryan Reynolds. He's another one. Stop making movies. I see too much of him, too. I don't like movie stars that are in movies all the time.
You don't like movie stars in movies at all?
Because I just don't.
Where do you want them to be?
I don't know. Just figure out something
else
to do.
Where would you like them to show up?
Why do I got to look at Ryan Reynolds' face all the damn time?
Don't go to movies. Do you go to movies?
Not really.
Okay, well then where are you seeing him?
I just feel like I see him a lot.
Harry Dean Stanton? You'll be in my dreams tonight. No, that's not who it was.
Three.
I know everybody loves Ryan Reynolds, but I just feel like enough.
What's his biggest movie?
Oh, Deadpool?
Oh, never saw it.
Two Guys in a Pizza Garage? What was that called?
Never saw it.
That was a TV show.
Guys in a Pizza Garage?
No, that was a TV show. It was a guy, a girl, and a pizza.
Oh, he was in that?
Yeah, he was one of the guys.
Isn't that a... Was that something where they changed the name of it?
Maybe. I think it was a guy... Was it a guy, a girl, and a pizza place? Was that... Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place? Was that the name of the show?
I didn't know that was him.
Yeah, he was one of the guys.
Never saw it.
Yeah. He's also in that movie with... Sandra Bullock, The Proposal, right? That was a big hit.
Okay.
What else is he in?
Is that the one where Betty White fed...
yes.
Fed,
no, you're thinking of Lake Placid.
Fed Sandra Bullock to a big giant alligator?
You're thinking of Lake Placid. I think... Is Betty White in The Proposal? I feel like she is.
Is Betty White still with us?
Yes, just turned 97.
That's not bad.
She was the oldest Golden Girl, and she's the last one standing.
She was always the oldest one.
Yeah. Well, yes. Yeah. She, when that show was...
And the only one that was left-handed.
Now, that I don't know. Number three on our top five things. New NASA photos reveal fresh rainfall on Saturn's huge moon, Titan. It's raining on Titan. Freshly fallen rain on the surface of an alien world. NASA's Cassini spacecraft spotted this huge reflective feature near the North Pole. And there are lakes and seas of liquid hydrocarbons on Titan's frigid surface. Why aren't we spending more time looking at this?
And what does that do for me?
Well, there's a moon that it might have. If there's water, there could be life.
And?
What if there's life in our solar system?
And?
What if Titan has life? You wouldn't be fascinated by that?
That there's life
in our solar system that we can get to.
I suspect there is anyway.
Well, in our solar system?
Sure, why
That's
not?
A big deal.
Why not?
They found a bunch of numerous lakes and seas, it says here. And there's this bright patch that is about half the surface area of our Great Lakes. So there could be water. And also having water on the moon could be big for future exploration because you need water to get from here
Has
to there.
Has China left the moon?
I'm not sure about that. The dark
side
of the moon?
They were on the
dark
side of the moon.
Yeah, I think they're still there.
Or they're just leaving their stuff up there.
Well,
they're littering.
Well, we did that too.
I know, littering.
Number four.
I feel like at some point someone will go and get that stuff. It's just not, it doesn't make sense to do it now.
Making me cry. A teardrop.
Just some moon man crying. How about this? Ford has just made a robotic buttock that can sweat.
Ford or Tom Ford?
Ford. Ford Motor
Henry
Company.
Ford did this.
Yeah, well, his company. It's called the Robot. And it is a robot that is a butt that sweats.
Can you imagine if someone came back, like John Deere comes back, zombie John Deere,
yes.
And he's like, you're all fired.
What is this, GPS in my tractors? I swear to God, all of you out!
He couldn't do that, though, could he? He doesn't have the authority. He lost that authority a long time ago.
I wonder if there's a clause, though.
Nope.
Okay, so that's the thing. If you start a massive company, put a clause. If I come back, let me know.
I mean, people who start companies lose the authority to do what they want with them all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So you think that zombie John Deere is going to be able to come back and fire people? Not a chance. We're not doing the golf tournament. It's just...
And another thing, this golf
lawn tractors.
This robotic butt is called Robot, and it is a robotic arm that performs CPR on car seats for days at a time to recreate 10 years of wear and tear. They want to know when they put a chair together, like, what's it going to look like in 10 years? And this thing sweats like a butt. And it's just constantly rubbing up and down. So then they know, okay, what would a sweating human buttock that was in this chair for 10 years, what would it look like?
What kind of chair is it?
It's a...
Or just a seat
the
in a car.
Chair in your car, yeah.
Seat in a
yeah,
car.
Right. Right. So they're trying to figure out what sweaty butts are doing to their car seats, and so they created a robot butt that can sweat. I don't know why. I got a real kick out of that.
I'm not sure he would have signed off on that.
Five.
Zombie.
Five.
Zombie. Zombie Henry Ford.
And we're done with the Lions. I want our name off that building. Finally, number five, they're bringing back Unsolved Mysteries. Remember the old Robert Stack show, Unsolved Mysteries?
Is there a Ford name on the Lions?
They play at Ford Field.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the
Ford
owners.
Field.
The owners are Fords, right?
The owners of the Lions are Ford?
Aren't they?
Could be.
Yeah. Yes, the creators of Unsolved Mysteries teaming up with the producers of Stranger Things to bring Unsolved Mysteries back on Netflix. A 12-episode Unsolved Mysteries reboot, they say, will maintain the chilling feeling viewers loved about the original, while also telling the stories through the lens of a premium Netflix documentary series. Each episode will focus on one mystery, and once again, will look to viewers to help aid investigators in closing the book on these outstanding cases. The original show was on from 1987 to 2002.
What was?
Unsolved Mysteries, with your host Robert Stack, right? Part of a growing trend of bringing back shows that have been off the air. So far you got your Gilmore Girls, your Full House, your Roseanne, your Will and Grace, your Murphy Brown. They're bringing back the Twilight Zone again. They're going to try that again.
I imagine it had to be a shock to Robert Stack when he got let go. I thought I was an untouchable.
Those would be your top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. They're located at 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. How about trying an all-natural fruit smoothie to start the year with or without protein and one of their delicious matcha green teas served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company, join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, and of course the location that they have in Cedar Rapids, 4640 First Avenue Northeast. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. And for that extraordinary event, build your own perfect meatball sub with Cap's Meatball Bar. Capriati's signature homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in classic marinara sauce. Every meatball bar comes with sliced provolone, Romano cheese, and baked rolls. Capriati's is open 7 days a week, coming very, very soon to our area, the Capriati's food truck. Like them on Facebook, and of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Again, you can reach out to us using the Nacho Radio text line at 470-23-NACHO. Here's one from 276 area code, which I believe is Virginia. It says, ha, 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 ha. Just listening to the newest podcast, dying laughing about the confident otter. We had a bar here where I live called the Sophisticated Otter when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool name for a
same
bar.
Same presence.
Well, I mean, remember the confident otter was somebody who enjoyed basketball and other pursuits. The aggressive otter was the one that was eating.
Oh, the aggressive otter.
The aggressive otter was the one that was eating Norwegian tourists in Florida's thighs, and then the confident one was the one in Portland who would put on shows that really were meant for just himself. But
Chevy Chase
watched.
Was going to be originally the otter in Animal House, is that right?
I've never heard that. Is that true?
I think it's true.
An otter is...
He was Tim Matheson.
I was going to say Johnny Quest, right? Isn't that who that is? Tim Matheson is Johnny Quest. He's the voice of Johnny Quest.
Okay.
True story.
Why isn't Kevin Hart doing Johnny Quest?
Well, I mean, how about just do something that hasn't been done before? Right?
Like an original movie?
It's, you know.
Hmm.
Is that...
Why doesn't he do Heart to Heart?
That's a great question.
Although, really, it should be Jay-Z and Beyonce. I mean, it's made for... It's,
You've been that, saying that forever.
That vehicle is just sitting there waiting for them.
Jay-Z and
he could be Max.
Beyonce. Who could?
Kevin Hart could be Max and get pistol whipped each episode.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. Wow. Is Robert Wagner in prison yet?
I would imagine he expects to be every day.
Right? That's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. We hope to have another show for you sometime tomorrow.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Till we get a chance to do it for you then, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Is it all over, Rock?
Hey!
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.